program and the British Forces Network in Germany.
Ladies and gentlemen, Life with the Lions. Once again, we'd like you to meet the Lion family.
I'm Richard Lion.
I'm Barbara Lion.
I'm Ben Lion.
And I'm Baby Daniels Lion.
And here they are in It's a Man's World.
Baby, where's my newspaper? Have you seen it?
No, but I saw Barbara cleaning her shoes on something.
Oh, fine. This is the one time in the day I get a chance to read the paper. My daughter cleans her shoes on it.
I'll call her, Pop. Oh, Barbara, where's Pop's paper?
It's there on top of the radio, Daddy.
Oh, that's awful. Look, it's all rumpled up. Why did you clean your shoes on it?
Well, I couldn't find an old paper, but I didn't get any shoe polish on it.
Oh, no? Since when has Lady Astor had a black mustache?
Let me see. Gee, that's right. A black mustache.
Barbara, I must ask you not to do it again. What do you think I made her funny?
Oh, Daddy.
Say, listen, your mother was telling me this morning that you're really in love. Could that be possible?
Oh, yes, Daddy. It was just 2 weeks ago yesterday that I met my poet. So I went to buy him an anniversary present. And it was while I was standing there in front of the tie counter that I realized he was the only boy in the world for me.
Hey, this sounds serious.
Yeah. Just you wait till you meet this tie salesman.
Oh, you fell in love with the... You fell in love with the tie salesman?
That's right.
Well, you mean to say you walked into a shop and fell in love with a boy at first sight?
Oh, no, there was some dialogue first.
Oh.
I said, pardon me, sir, I'd like to buy a necktie. And he said, plain or with a pattern? And I said, fine. And he said, would you like it in a box? And I said, is the box pretty? And he said, gorgeous, and the rest of you is cute, too. And he's telephoning me this afternoon.
Well, there's nothing like a long courtship, you know.
He's such a nice boy, Daddy. I was wearing a tailored suit, and he gave me a carnation for my lace blouse.
Oh, that's a silly exchange. What's he going to do with a lace blouse?
He's going to press it in a book.
Oh.
Well, Barbara, congratulations and felicitations.
Richard, did that come out of you?
Sure. I know a lot of six-cylinder words.
You mean syllable. A cylinder is something round and hollow, like your head.
Thank you, dear sister.
Well, I can't help it. What's the matter with you, Richard? Do you want to grow up to be a literate?
I don't know. How are the hours?
Oh, Mother, he's so ignorant. What are we going to do with him?
Oh, well, we can't all be brilliant, Barbara. I was a rare exception. I was a brilliant baby.
You were a brilliant baby, B.B.?
Yes, I was.
I got my tongue around my eye tooth then.
I thought so, and you couldn't see.
No.
Well, you know, everybody says when I was a baby, I was just as smart as I am now.
Oh, smarter?
Yes.
I'll bet you were real clever when you went to school, Ma.
Oh, well, I was as smart as my teacher. We were in the same class for 5 years.
Yes, sir.
You know something? In those days, teachers were very unhealthy.
They weren't healthy, huh?
No, they weren't healthy at all. Four of my teachers in a row had nervous breakdowns.
Well, considering that fact, don't you think it would be a good idea to keep improving your mind?
Oh, do you think there's any room for improvement?
A little, yes.
Oh.
Look, why don't you spend the afternoon in the British Museum?
Oh, do you think the museum would improve my brain?
Believe me, honey, the museum is just the place for your brain.
Well, what's it all about? I don't want to learn something I already know.
Well, I wouldn't let that worry you, B.B. Now, you go to the museum and take Barbara along with you.
I'd love to go, Daddy.
All right, then, I'll go. But if I come back smarter than you are, it's your own fault.
Well, it's a gamble, but I'll take 100 to 1.
Mother, why are we stopping here? We're miles from the British Museum. This is Hyde Park.
So what? They're giving lectures here. Come on, let's go over and listen to that woman.
And so once more, I say to you, women of Britain, the time has come for us to have more rights than men. They've been the top dog. up.
Hooray!
Look how many persecuted women through the ages. They forced non-Christians in Turkey to wear veils. Tyrants in the Middle Ages and their arch supporters bought and sold women. And even today, men tread on us.
Yeah, yeah.
Why hasn't there ever been a woman prime minister? I'll tell you why. Because women do not have men's chances.
Yeah, yeah.
I say to you, men have made us their pawns long enough. Now we demand equal rights.
Hooray!
Barbara, this woman knows what she's talking about.
Arise, women of Britain. Make your home a boxing ring. Your opponent is your husband. Make sure of a knockout.
Oh, back so soon, girls? How was the museum, Bebe?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Ben Lyon. Sitting there with that innocent look on your face. I know what you've been doing down through the ages.
What have I done?
Oh, forcing Christmas turkeys to wear veils. You have. And you've been treading on middle-aged women's arch supporters.
Arch supporters?
Yes.
I don't.
Daddy, I'm surprised at you. Why hasn't there ever been a woman prime minister?
Well, perhaps.
That's not true. I'll tell you why. Because women do not have men's chances. That's why.
We're tired of being pawned. Which reminds me, I'm going out and give Richard a piece of my mind.
You do that and there won't be much left. Now, what's this all about, Bebe?
Women's rights. That's what it's about, Mr. Daniels.
Mr. Daniels? I'm lying.
You've been lying long enough. From now on, you're going to be Mr. Daniel.
Now, Bebe, sit down and tell me quietly, what happened today?
We listened to a speech by that brilliant leader, Brigadier Rhoda Murray.
Brigadier? Where'd she get that title?
She won it in the pools. You think women can't do anything, huh? You men are big shots. You have to do it all. Women are just slaves.
Oh, stop it. You're not slaves.
No. Who takes the children to the dentist? Who does their ironing and mending? Who does the cooking on Aggie's day out?
I do.
Yeah, you do. You have to do it all. You're a big show-off. And we women are tired of being stepped on. Things are going to be different in the next election.
They are?
Yes. I want nothing but women in the Prime Minister's cabinet. All women in the LCC and nothing but women in the House of Commons.
Well, why do you suggest only women?
Because I want to be elected Prime Minister.
Look, Bebe, when you come to your senses, I'll be in the next room. Oh, Barbara. Barbara, where's Richard?
I don't know, Daddy. I've been looking everywhere for him.
Hi, Pop.
Hi, Barbara.
Don't you speak to me in that tone of voice, you member of the male species.
Hey, what's eating her? Mice?
Oh, you. You've been living off women for the last 2,000 years.
Not me. I'm only a teenager.
Well, you've no right to be. You're arrogant and lackadaisical.
Ah, you're just jealous. I only came in here to tell you that your salesman friend rang up and left his phone number.
I wouldn't touch his number with a barge pole. I'm through with all men.
Richard, get up. Look, he's fainted.
The weakling, just like all men. Begging your pardon, Daddy.
Oh, why be polite? Get up, Richard, get up. Now, look, you and Barbara clear out of here. I have some letters to write.
Come along, Richard.
Well, stop shoving.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, I'm very worried about this kitchen boiler.
Oh, don't worry, Aggie. Mr. Wimple has promised to look at it.
It's been rumbling all day, and I'm frightened it might suddenly blow up.
Well, that's not the only thing that may suddenly blow up around here. My wife thinks there should be nothing but women in the House of Commons.
Aye, she's a comic, isn't she, Mr. Lyon?
Believe me, I don't think it's funny. When she gets one of these crazy notions, life just isn't worth living.
Ah, now don't take that Edinburgh attitude. Maybe I can help you. Maybe I can help you to talk her out of this idea. You know, women to women.
Oh, Aggie, if you only could. If you could, I'd be eternally grateful.
Oh, I'll have a try. Oh, here she is now. You go into the other room.
Thanks.
Hello, Aggie.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Your husband was just telling me you want women to run the country.
Not only the country, but the big towns, too. Yes. They'll do everything.
Oh, but there are some jobs that women just can't handle, like Secretary of State for War and Secretary for Air.
We aren't going to waste money on secretaries. The soldiers and airmen can type their own letters.
Ah, you're quite right.
Of course I am. Women have been backbenchers far too long, and they've worked too hard.
Hi.
You've been working much too hard for us, Aggie.
I have.
Definitely, Aggie. The women of the world are being pushed around by elderly men.
Oh, I didn't know Mr. Lyon was mixed up in this.
Yes. Yes, he is. And the time has come for us to demand more than equal rights.
Hi.
Our leader, Brigadier Murray, says that if we stand together, we cannot fall.
Phoebe, look, You've got to give up this nonsense about women's rights.
Oh, I can't, Ben. I'm going over to see Brigadier Murray right now.
Now, you stay away from her. She's a troublemaker.
Mr. Lyon, don't you talk like that to the leader of our rebellion.
You keep out of this, you traitor.
Nothing other words.
Come along, Aggie. We don't want to miss a single word of the Brigadier's speech.
Aye, here it comes.
Wait for me, Mom. I'm coming, too.
Put your coat on, sir.
Hey, Ma, have you seen my savings book?
Oh, hello, Pop.
Oh, hello, son.
Where's Ma?
Who?
My mother. Your wife, remember?
Oh. Well, you see, Richard, it's this way. Well, son, it's rather hard to explain. You know how it is.
No, how is it?
Look, Richard, this is embarrassing for me, but you're old enough to understand.
But, Pop, we went through all this before when I was 13.
No, son, I'm not referring to that.
Oh.
Now, about this. It seems that your mother heard some silly lecture, and now she and Barbara are demanding equal rights. We men have to... Well, we men must stick together and put an end to this darn nonsense.
Say, Pop, I've got an idea that might solve the whole thing.
What is it?
Why not get Aggie to talk Mom into forgetting all about equal fights?
No, equal rights. No, son, it won't work. Aggie couldn't talk a Scotsman into accepting a free drink. Now, look, that reminds me. Wimple hasn't shown up yet to fix the kitchen boiler. Aggie said it was rumbling. Oh, there's the door. You know, Richard, I must fix those chimes on my next day off.
I'm coming. Oh, hello, Mr. Wimple.
Hello. I've just come to fix your father's rumble.
Huh?
Wimple, am I glad to see you. I need the support of a man.
Well, tired of being supported by Mrs. L, eh?
Don't be simple, Wimple.
Oh, sorry, Mr. L. I just came to fix your boiler.
Well, never mind that now. Look, my wife heard an old crow called Brigadier Murray lecture on women's rights, and she fell for it. This Brigadier is making my life miserable. She hates men.
I'll bet the reason she hates them is because no one has ever paid any attention to her.
Perhaps you're right. I wouldn't mind having a go. Where does she live?
Well, I heard B.B. say she was stopping at the Woman's Protective Society.
Perhaps we ought to ask a woman about it. You know, head of the dog.
Yeah. Say, look, there's a woman coming up to the front door now. We'll ask her.
Come in. Well, you kept me waiting long enough.
Oh, how do you do? Are you a friend of my wife?
I am.
Oh, good. Look, lady, we've got a bit of trouble on here. We want a woman's advice, you see?
Yes. You see, my wife is under the influence of an old hen called Brigadier Murray.
Oh, indeed.
That's right. You know, one of those old battle axes who thinks the back row of the circle is for watching films only.
I see.
Yes, well, you see, this old sourpuss, she's been shooting off her mouth about women's rights, and we're going to wreck her whole campaign.
Yeah, we're going to gum up the works good for the old girl.
Richard, don't speak disrespectfully of the old vulture.
Oh, Dan, I miss Brigadier Murray. Oh, there you are, Brigadier Murray.
Oh, no.
Blimey. Brigadier Murray?
That's right.
Pleased to meet you, Brigadier. Let's have a nice cup of rosy lee together.
It's too late, Wimple. We've had it.
On the contrary, I'd enjoy having tea with him.
You see, I'm irresistible.
And afterwards, I'll take this charming man by the neck and break it.
Blimey, I'm off.
Wait for me, Mr. Wimple.
Oh, Brigadier Murray, why are you so angry with Mr. Wimple?
That man and your husband and your son are trying to ruin our cause.
Oh, well, now that you're going to live here, we'll fight them together.
Who's going to live here?
She's going to live here.
Oh, no, she's not.
Oh, yes, she is.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, yes, she is.
And now you'll be put in your proper place, Mr. Daniels.
None of that Daniels stuff. I'm Lyon.
You're Daniels?
I'm disgusted. I'm going upstairs.
Mrs. Daniel, I don't like the way your husband left just now.
You don't?
No, you should have stood up to him. Oh. You were a little too pleasant. That's bad for discipline, you know.
It is?
Yes, so just to show him who's boss, you'd better pick a quarrel with him at once.
Oh, but I couldn't do that. He hasn't done anything.
He's a man, isn't he? No, go ahead, or you'll undermine the morale of our entire society and ruin the call.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll do it.
Good. Call him down. I leave you to do your duty.
Oh, Ben.
Yes, dear?
Come on down here.
Where's Brigadier Murray?
Oh, yeah? You and who else?
Huh?
Take that back.
I just said, where's Brigadier Murray?
Sure. Why do you care for my feelings? Nagging, nagging all the time.
Well, honey, I love you.
Oh, yeah? You and who else?
Darling, let's not quarrel.
That does it. Get out of my house.
But, honey...
I worked my fingers to the bone for you, and what do I get?
What do you want?
Oh, yeah? You and who else?
I give up. I'm going next door to see George. I tell you, George, it's embarrassing. She's even calling me Mr. Daniels. It's murder.
Well, you poor chump. I'm glad my wife isn't like yours. Her maiden name was Florrie Tickle. I'd hate to be called that.
George, ask Florrie to talk to Bebe and try and straighten her out. Florrie is so level-headed. Look, I'll give you anything if you'll do this for me.
Oh, that's all right, Ben.
Look, you know that expensive cricket bat I have? It's yours.
I know it is. And I'd like it back.
Well, have Florrie talk to Bebe and you can have it back.
Okay, Ben. I'll do it.
Hello, Bebe.
Oh, hello, Florrie, darling. Come in. Brigadier Rhoda Murray, this is my best friend, Florrie Wainwright.
Here's my hand. Put her there.
No, I think she'd be more comfortable on a chair.
What's all this screaming for equal rights, Bebe? It sounds like a very silly crusade to me.
Oh, it's a great cause, Florrie. It means that women will now be the head of the family.
You mean you and Ben will change places?
Yes. From now on, I'll wear the fancy underwear.
The whole scheme's impossible. This has always been a man's world.
We can change our lives, my friend.
We can. Of course. Tell her about our plan, Brigadier.
Attention, ladies, attention. I take great pleasure in opening this meeting of the Women's Equal Rights Society. Yay! And now I present our hostess, Mrs. Bebe Daniels.
Oh, thank you, girls. The time has come for us to strike. We all know what the world owes women.
Yeah.
Yes, we women must rise. And now I have a suggestion to make.
Carried unanimously. Why should we sweat our fingers to the bone? Let the men stay at home with the children.
Yeah.
Yes, let's be suffragettes again. Let's chain ourselves once more to the railings of number 10 Downing Street.
Yeah.
No, Barbara, let's make it 10 Oxford Street.
Why, Mother?
Well, it's right across from that cute shop. You know, girls, where they have those adorable hats in the window.
Yeah.
Splendid. I now declare the meeting closed.
Oh, that was a very good speech.
Yes, I thought so. Well, Florrie, what did you think of the meeting?
Wonderful. I'm certainly glad I came. I see that George is a model husband from now on.
Good.
Where's your father, Richard?
He's in the den. Oh, Daddy, Mr. Wainwright wants to see you.
Oh, hello, George. Oh, did Florrie talk to Bebe?
Yes, she did. They had a long talk. Now, take that.
Ouch! What's the idea of hitting me, George?
Don't call me George. Thanks to you, my name is now Mr. Florrie Tickle.
Look, George, it's time we had a council of war. Richard, you too.
Sure, Pop. We'll all talk man to man.
Now, look, fellows. Something has to be done in a hurry, or these women will become uncontrollable.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Now, the best way to convince the girls that they really need men is to frighten them. And what frightens a woman more than a mouth? Do you get me, Richard?
Gosh, you mean you want me to go get those...
Yeah, go get those 10 white mice of yours.
24 mice now, Pop.
Well, we'll get them anyway.
But those mice are worth money.
I'll refund it.
Okay.
You mean you are going to let the mice loose to scare the girls?
That's right. Where are the girls now?
Well, Florrie said she was going over to talk to Wimple's wife.
Holy smoke, I better go over and warn him. Oh, Richard, you set those mice loose around the house. I'm going over to Wimple's garage. I want to see you.
Oh, hello. I'm not going back to mend your boiler while that Brigadier Murray's here. Not at any price.
Look, do you know what my wife's done? She's joined Murray's Equal Rights Society.
Any man who let his wife join that organization wants his head examined. Oh, dear. Oh, I forgot. No hard feelings.
Well, look, I tell you, it's terrible. Ever since that Brigadier arrived, my family's gone haywire. My daughter says she's going to become a blacksmith.
What about your son?
Who do you think helps me with my housework? Now, look, my wife and the Brigadier are coming down to see your wife.
Well, that's where they'll come unstuck. My wife knows her place. When I give her an order, she jumps.
She does?
Yes. Listen to this. Henrietta?
Yes, Mr. Wimple.
Jump. Now go back to your work.
Yes, Mr. Wimple.
It used to be tough on her when we lived on the third floor.
Well, I guess you've got nothing to worry about.
Well, how did you get on with Wimple, eh?
All right. He knows how to handle his wife. Oh, did you let those mice loose, Richard?
Yes, Pop, but they're not loose anymore. They're all packed tight in one place.
Oh, that's ridiculous. How could 24 mice all get packed tight in one place?
Have you taken a look at Skippy?
Let's see. Oh, no. Is that Skippy? Or is that two other cats?
He's full up. He's eaten 24 mice.
How do you like that? 24 mice. How do you feel, Skippy? Well, whose side is he on, anyway?
Richard! Is your father home?
Yes, come in.
Well, Wimple, what brought you here?
Take that!
Ouch! What did you hit me for, Wimple?
Don't you call me Wimple. Thanks to your wife, my name is now Mr. Henrietta Fish.
Oh, so your wife knows her place, eh, Henrietta?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you put your foot down?
I couldn't. They were both dangling. She held me up by the throat.
You should have given her to understand that you were the boss.
I did. I told her so when she hit me with a frying pan.
What did she do then, Mr. Fish?
She chased me into the cupboard. Then she dared me to come out.
And did you come out?
Not, no, certainly not. I'm mastering my own house, you know.
Supposing the women had to do all the men's work. Maybe that'd cure them.
No, wait a minute. If they saw us behaving the way they think we should, they'd see how ridiculous the whole thing is.
That's it, Pop. Let's hold a house husband's meeting right here. When Ma and her friends come back, they'll see it's in action. Agreed?
Agreed. Agreed. Well, are we all ready, boys?
Yes.
Hey, I can hear the girls now. Quick, George, throw your cigar in the fireplace. Now start gabbing.
Well, I had a lovely time. Honest to goodness.
Here they are. Pretend you don't see them. Boys, please. I now open this meeting of the Men's Unequal Rights Society.
Yay!
They don't know we're here, girls. Keep quiet. Let's watch.
Now, before we get down to business, how about a cozy cup of tea?
Oh, yes. No.
The tea's on the table, Pa.
Fine. Let's pour. Now, who's going to be father?
Oh, let me. How'd you like your tea, Mr. Daniels?
Call me Ben. That's my maiden name. Give me everything and deux lumps.
Me too.
That makes cat.
Cat? No, he's got 24 mice he has. George, I thought you were on a diet.
I am, starting tomorrow.
How about you, Richard? Something to eat with your tea?
Please, I'll have that big piece of pastry and those two chocolate eclairs.
Doesn't that make you livid? He eats everything and he doesn't gain an ounce.
Isn't it fun having tea together? What do you usually do with your afternoons, Ben?
Oh, I wash my smalls. I also catch up on my knitting.
Hello, girls.
I mean boys.
Oh, hello, baby. Didn't see you girls come in. Why don't you sit down and relax?
Oh, what a good idea.
Sit there, Brigadier, next to Aggie. You too, Mrs. Fish.
You'll excuse us as we carry on with our meeting.
Oh, sure. Go right ahead.
Now, let's see. Where were we? Oh, yes, yes. What do you do with your afternoons, George?
Crochet.
Me too.
Me too. I'm crackers about crocheting.
What are you on now, Richard?
Woolly bed socks.
Oh, so am I.
No.
Yes.
Small world, isn't it?
I must try those bed socks. You must give me your recipe. George. George, do you knit with a long or a short needle?
A long. I'm from the north. Tell me, Fish, do you have trouble with your tacking?
Tacking?
Yes.
Oh, heavens, no. I can close my eyes and tat all night.
Say, Mr. Tickle, didn't I see you at the sale this morning?
Yes, I got one of the cutest hats you ever saw. Look at it.
Oh, it's smashing. Can I try it on?
No. No, let me.
No, I'll first. Give it here. Go on now. Have the look.
Oh, it does suit you. It brings out your eyes.
Yes. It also brings out his nose, too.
Oh, well, if you're going to make fun, I'm going home.
Oh, stop being petty, Fish. Let's get on with the meeting. Now, here are the minutes of our last one, which was held at the home of Mr. Henrietta Fish, who prepared a delicious lunch before, but as usual, he ate it before the other three could get there. And now, here's our financial report read by our dear friend and treasurer, Richard Daniels.
Well, after the last meeting, I was on my way to the bank with the club funds of £3. In front of the Palais de Danse, I bumped into my girlfriend, Sally. She said hello, and I said hello. Stanley Black and his dance orchestra were terrific, and the club now has 8 shillings and tuppence.
Well, I'm glad you girls are laughing. Now you can see how ridiculous the whole thing is.
Oh, we don't think it's ridiculous. We were laughing because your club has 8 and tuppence more than ours.
But don't you think, don't you girls think our meeting was fantastic?
Oh, no, we think it was wonderful.
Then we give up. We dissolve our society.
In that case, you can join ours.
Oh, but you can't make us members of a woman's society. We are men.
Oh, don't worry about that. We'll make you all honorary women. Women are here, Brigadier, and all the men, including my own worst half.
I've had enough. I'm leaving here right now.
Me too.
Me too.
And me.
Sit down.
Yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
Yes, sir.
Yes, dear.
Excellent girls. Sir Daniels, answer the door.
Yes, sir. I mean, ma'am. Is Mrs. Thackleberry here?
There's no Mrs. Thackleberry here.
Let go of that woman. That's Brigadier Rhoda Murray.
Murray, my foot. That's her maiden name. She's my wife. Don't let the Rhoda fool you either. She uses that for effect. Who's her own it, Andron, huh?
Yes, dear.
Say, who are you?
I'm her husband, Albert Tackleberry. And every time I go away on a business trip, she flies off on this half-witted crusade. But this is the last time she'll do it. Rhoda it, Andron.
Yes, my lord.
You're coming with me. Where's her luggage?
It's in the...
Shut up. Sorry to have bothered you, gentlemen. Rhoda Andron, carry my bag.
Yes, Albert.
Well, how do you like that? She was a fake. Rhoda Denton Faculty.
And I can't
believe now, this is where we put our foot down. Bebe, stand at attention.
Yes, dear.
Barbara, go out and do my homework.
Yes, dear.
Larry, go home.
Yes, dear.
And you, Henrietta...
Yes, Mr. Wimple.
Jump. Now go home.
Aggie.
Aye?
No more Haggie.
No, Mr. Mine.
Well, they've all gone.
Yes, and by thunder, from now on, I'm master of this house. What I say goes. Stippy, get off that chair.
Gosh, Pop, he did it.
What a cat tamer.
So glad you decided to assert yourself. You've been so masterful since Tackleberry left.
Well, honey, it's a man's world, so we might as well leave it that way. What do you think, Barbara?
Oh, yes, Daddy.
Richard, would you mind giving me that phone number of the salesman who rang me?
I forgot it, but if I had enough money to buy some more white mice, I might remember it.
All right, tightwad. Here's half a crown.
Thanks. Here's the piece of paper I wrote the number on.
Why, you little...
All right, now, quiet, quiet. Break it up. We're back to normal.
Yes. Good night, kids. Good night.
Good night. Well, they're swell, aren't they, Bebe?
They certainly are. I guess you want things to be just the way they always have been, huh, Ben?
I certainly do.
With me attending to my jobs and you taking care of your job.
That's right.
Good. I left the dishes in the sink for you.
I was right. It is a man's world.
That was a repeat of yesterday's broadcast of Life with the Lions. Now the time is 8 o'clock.